Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Now we're rolling. Damage Plan MMA Podcast. I am Jason. As always, my co-host, Mr. Zach Partridge.
What up, dog?
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Round two of our Fighter Spotlight Podcast for the day. I just realized that the last guest and this guest are both fighting somebody from your gym.
Yes, they are. But we're all cool. It's all cool.
Yeah. Anyways, we are welcoming Justin McDonald to the podcast. Justin has a fight scheduled March 13th for the Steel Fist Fight Night 170-pound strap. Justin, what's up, man?
Just chilling right now, just putting in a little bit of extra work, trying to get some of the weight down, but I think I'm in a good position to be on weight. So I only got 8-9 pounds to lose. So
you're ready to roll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I forgot to add in there undefeated.
Yeah.
Justin McDonald. You guys are both undefeated, right? You and Brody are both undefeated.
Yeah, he's I do believe he's 2-0. Yeah. And 2-0. Then 4-0 for me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so does this feel like a title defense? Because I know technically when you beat Scott, it was at a catch weight because Scott missed weight. You were close enough. You would have made weight, right? But Scott wasn't.
No, I mean, it's been over a year with that fight. And I mean, everybody's like, oh, hey, champ. I'm like, I'm not a champ. You know, the way I see it, if you win a belt, you at least got to defend it, you know, like every 4 to 6 months in order to be considered a champion. I mean, that belt's hanging up. I'm just like, hey, man, that's done and over with.
I respect that, and I don't mind that mindset. But at the same time, too, it's not like you had a chance to defend it. COVID kind of
– Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was out of your control. It's not like you didn't defend it because you were turning down fights, right? I mean, you and Brody were supposed to fight last year.
Yeah, it was – I think it was supposed to be April 4th. Yeah. Actually, last year.
Yeah.
And then it got pushed back to May, I want to say, because when COVID started coming
April,
up.
April, May, June, August, then just
January.
Whenever.
Yeah. So I just look at it as, hey, we're both undefeated. You know, it's vacant title. You know, it's anybody's game right now for the belt.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about Brody as an opponent?
I mean, I've been watching some of his film. Great stand-up striker. I really haven't seen him on the ground because I think both of his fights ended up with a standing guillotine and then a TKO, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, the second one, the standing guillotine was basically because the kid just, like, wouldn't go down. He was being tough, but the ref wouldn't stop it. So he finally just grabbed the neck and just, like, okay, let's get this over with.
It works, and it was a win for him, so –
No, he's you both have looked pretty good. He's never been in trouble in his fights. I think one of the most interesting things about this fight is he's never been in trouble in a fight, and I don't. You sure,
Jerome?
Jerome talking to Zach. You know, he's never really been in trouble in a fight. And from what I remember, I don't think you've ever really been in trouble in a fight.
I think my first fight, in the first round, I was in a little bit of trouble, but I'm not quite sure. But my last three, I just felt like I've just been dominant over the last three opponents that I fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were clearly the better fighter in all. I remember all three of those fights. And
yeah, and so that's the one thing that I'm most interested in is it, one of you at some point is probably going to have to overcome some adversity for maybe the first time in there.
Definitely.
And I would expect that both of you will have to at some point.
Oh, I totally agree with that one for sure. I mean, obviously with all my fights, I've been on the ground. I don't really do much stand up. I've been working on that a lot just to hopefully, you know, counter that with Brody, but I've still been working on my ground because if memory serves me right, I know he wrestled in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to, you know, he's got some ground game.
I just thought
how far advanced he is in that. So I've got prepared for anything on the ground with him and make sure, you know, if I can't get him to the ground, that I can at least defend myself and go after him when it comes to standing.
Yeah. Where are you training at now?
I'm over with SL Muay Thai and State Fit still.
So you got some training partners over there.
Yes, I do.
What's it like getting to train with Cole Schaefer and Ned and all those guys over there?
Holy shit! If you're not on your game, I mean, as soon as they see weakness, they'll keep striking. Just go at it right there, and if you don't pick it up, they'll stop right there and be like, "Hey, look at what I'm doing. Do this," and then you do it. They're like, "Good," and they'll move on to something else of a weakness of yours and keep on striking that. So it's helped me out a lot going up against Ned and Cole, because in the middle of sparring, they'll just stop, like, "No, do this with what I'm doing to you," and I do it. They'll do it a couple more times so I can understand it, and then we'll just keep on going until they find another weakness. Keep striking it. Tell me what I need to do to prevent that.
Yeah, I was going down there and sparred with them a few times while Justin Ledet was trying to get ready for his UFC fight, and then, and you know, be another body for Cole to abuse.
Yeah, tell us how that went.
Oh, Justin knows it sucks. Like, and they're nice, and they're, you know, the worst part is I know he's being nice about it. It still sucks.
He is. He smiles, and as soon as he smiles, you're in your head, you're just like, "Oh, you shit.
Mother."
Yeah. Man.
And he's coming on next, so
he'll be on right after you.
But no, it's really good. I mean, I'm sure I'll be down that way more, getting some cross training with those guys, because I really like training with Anad and Cole's in my eyes, with all due respect, he's the top of the food chain for middleweights in Utah.
Oh, I agree with you absolutely on that.
So that's in no disrespect to any other 185ers, and I really like them. And it's not to say that he's invincible or could never lose to them or whatever. And I know he has a big fight on that card coming up, and I think it'll be a good fight. But I mean, when I look at Cole Schaefer, he's the standard of 185 here in Utah.
And his training, when he's there, I just kind of glance over him like, holy shit. Like,
he's an animal. Damn. He's an animal, that's for sure. But we're here to talk about you. Sorry.
Yeah. So Justin, tell us what it's been like trying to keep that intensity up in training with all these cancellations and reschedules and COVID. Like, what's it been like for your training camp?
I mean, I've been in training camp since last August. I was supposed to have I was supposed to fight at FitCon. My opponent got COVID, so I'm like, no, you know, I'll just step out. And then I was going to do a Muay Thai fight right before the January fight, so I was kind of getting ready for this Muay Thai fight, and then COVID struck, and I'm just like, holy shit, like, can I just get a fight, please? I'm banging up my body just every day, Monday through Saturday, just going to train for 2-3 hours, and I'm finally glad that I'm able to step in next Saturday, put in the work, and see the end results next Saturday.
I know how you feel, because I thought I was going to get a rematch with Ryan. Right, turn around. So I literally just stayed ready from our fight in February, like all the way. I was in fight camp from February to November when the first time the Fierce card got canceled.
It definitely sucks. I mean, it's like, oh, hey, we got you a fight. It's like, well, it's COVID, okay, but they're like, oh, it's going to happen. Then you just start hitting the gym, and then it's like,
yeah,
a week or two before the fight happens, oh, hey, we've got to cancel, and all that hard work, you're just like, dude, it's a mental game right now. It really is.
Yeah.
So it's got to be hard to
go through, you know, your 6-8 week camp or however long you're going for, and then for them to pull the fight out from under you, and then to try to keep that same intensity up and just keep going and stay at that top level, man. I applaud you guys, man.
Dude, the mental drain, like when they pulled the card on the Fierce card, 48 hours. Dude, you know, we were 48 hours from fighting, 24 hours away in November. I'm happy that nobody saw me for at least like an hour after that. I was.
Oh, yeah.
I did not handle it well.
I think I went kind of MIA when they said, hey, we're not fighting April 4th last year. I was just like, okay, I need to go somewhere, just relax, because, I mean, I think I was down 172 pounds at that time. I was just really cutting weight and really training, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hey, fight's canceled. I'm like, okay, someone's going to die. So
looks like your opponent's watching you, been waiting for this fight for a year, he says.
I'm right there with him. So
have you watched his fights other than, I mean, live? I know you said you did a little bit of research.
I was there for his second fight.
Okay.
So I think that's when my buddy Tyler was actually fighting too for his first fight.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got, and he's fighting somebody from One Hit too, and we got a battle of Tylers. We got the battle of the Tylers for them. It'll be good. That'll be good scrap.
So
yeah, that's awesome.
Is this your first time fighting and having teammates on the card with you?
Actually is first time for me. So
it's fun. It's funner that way.
It definitely will. We actually got a new guy, Chris, who will be fighting on the card. So this will be his debut.
Who's that? So, Chris who?
I don't know his last name.
Do you know who he's fighting?
I don't know. He's fighting out of state, guy.
Oh,
I think
Nevada.
But it's his first fight, so it's been nice having four of us all right there training together. It kind of keeps us all going.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I mean, one of the funnest things for me is, so, I mean, me and Cole Faust, we're both supposed to fight on that one. So it felt like we were in camp together all year, and that was really fun.
Zach,
hey, Brody, shut up.
So Jerome, the Hatchet Hatch has a question for you. He says, what do you think about your opponent? Do you think you're going to win?
I never say I'm going to win. It's always 50-50. I mean,
Jerome's not going to like that. Just FYI, Jerome is not going to like
that. Not going to like that answer.
Well, I mean, anybody can get a lucky shot off. I mean, he can be pressuring me, and I can throw up a prayer, and I can connect. Same thing, I can be pressuring Brody. He can throw a prayer, hit me just right, and out I go. And same thing with him. So I don't like to be overconfident in fights. I just want to be there to where I'm confident in my training, to where, okay, I know my game plan. I want to impose my game plan, not play his games. So that's how I feel. As long as you stick to your game plan, you're going to win. You stick to your opponent's game plan, you're going to get your ass beat.
To each their own. Everybody does. See, I was similar. Like Jerome, he was trying to get the same thing on me. He's like, tell me you're going to win. I'm like, it's going to be a good fight. You know? Exactly. He's like, tell me you're going to win. I'm like, ah. Jerome's a different breed.
What cardio? Leon, what are you talking about, man?
What card is this? Steel Fist, March 13, Resurrection card. It's going to be banging.
Dude, no comment, but it's hard walking through this game with me. Jerome, you're the man, dude.
The character. I love Jerome.
Yeah, he's the man. So, fight coming up. What do you see after this fight? Looking to turn pro? Are you going to continue with a couple more amateur fights? What do you look, after this?
It's going to be up to my coach, Jake. I told him, just we can sit down after this fight. We can look at the film. If you feel like I'm ready to go pro, let's take that pro step. Or if you think I need one more amateur fight after this one, then let's take another amateur fight. I'm just going to leave it up to my coach, Jake. He knows best. He's always there with me training. So it's going to really be up to my coach. So I feel like if I rush into it, he's just going to kind of look at me and be like, what are you thinking? Like, stay amateur. You need a little bit more work.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to approach that with him.
Okay. Do you have any sponsors you want to give a shout out to before we let you get out of here?
Oh, let's see. I got Jet Threads, Diversified Coatings, CW Fabrication Welding, Cornerstone Custom Holsters for Guns, or AutoZone North, and then my gym's Snake Pit and SLC Muay Thai.
Roger that. And do you still have tickets available, and how do people get a hold of them?
Actually, I think I just have one standing ticket left.
Oh, damn. Heck yeah. So you better get in there and get right now. Yeah. Jerome just says no disrespect, but it's 90% mental. Man, if there's one guy to learn from in this, if there's one guy to learn from, it's that guy, man. He's been there and done that. So appreciate you listening, Jerome.
I totally agree with that one. It's definitely 90% mental.
Well, Justin, we'll let you get out of here, man. 10 days. Look forward to seeing your return back in the cage. And for those of you listening, we will be back on in about 45 minutes. We We out.
See you guys.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. I just can't